Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Our congratulations on this auspicious occasion, the birth anniversary of the Master of Martyrs, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And in order to talk a little bit about Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this auspicious day, the 3rd of Sha'ban, we have invited Sheikh Abdul Aziz from Nigeria to come and speak to us a little bit about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sheikh Abdul Aziz, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you once again for inviting me. May Allah be with you from the great work and job that you doing.
Thank you. May Allah bless you too. Thank you. I think our job is much easier than your job. We just ask the questions. MashaAllah, the difficult part is on brothers like you and the different brothers who come to the talk shows. So we are in the holy month of Sha'ban, the blessed month of Sha'ban. There's a lot of wilada that occur in this blessed month, right? We have the 4th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, his birthday, birth anniversary is in this month, Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Then, of course, the Imam of our age, Imam al-Mahdi, his birth anniversary. But here we wanted to talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, the 3rd divinely appointed Imam. Of course, on the 3rd of Sha'ban. And so with that, you know, we would like to listen to what you have to say. Bismillah, in the name of Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. Rabbi shfah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawl. Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Hajj al-Faraj.
Actually, talking about Imam Hussein, deserved, human definitions or human captions is very, very rustic to that extent, you know, to talk about the interest, you know, that could inculcate, you know, the light or the stand or the message, you know, of Islam that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is showing, so to speak, to the entire humankind.
Yes.
There's no amount of talks, you know, that could get that done. But from a divine a look and, of course, sense of reasoning, you know, and of course, from the verses of the Quran, and of course, the Hadith, you know, that we have this to say, that Imam Hussein is the mirror. Imam Hussein is the mirror, hikmah, you know, behind the creation of the world.
Yes.
You know, one finding himself in this world should imagine why.
Why you know, we're here.
Yeah. Lots of people don't used to think and talked about, you know, why of their creation, of its creations, you know, the world.
Right.
Lots of people, you know, used to go for how. And which is very, very bad.
Right.
How about life? How to do this? You will never, ever get, you know, into the nooks. And of course, the real knowledge and hikmah that is behind, you know, the Allah's creations and stuff like. Actually, Imam Hussein, after the creations of the world, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has defined, you know, the real meaning of the livelihood of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within, you know? What is the meaning? The meaning is immediately to just cut a thing short, for example, is Islam.
Right.
What is Islam? It's peace.
It's peace.
You see? So he defined the peace, the peaceful methodology, you know, of its livelihood, for example. And of course, if you look at the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, throughout the seerah of Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam, and of course the other prophets, for example.
Yes.
We could see, you know, on the occasions of Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, when Allah was saying that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he says, Ya Dawud, inna ja'annaka khalifatan fil ardi fahakum bayna nasi bil haqqi wa la tattabi il hawa fi yudillaka an sabilillah. Inna allazina yadilluna an sabilillahi lahum azabun shadidun bima nasu yawm al hisab. Say, oh, you Dawud, inna ja'annaka, we have sent you as our vicegerents on the earth.
We have appointed you as the
Khalifa on the earth.
Yeah.
Bayna nas, within the mix of people, fahkum bayna nas bil haqqi. You know, judge, you know, amongst the people with truth and justice, you know. If you talked about truth and justice, there are just this merriment and love, you know, simplicity, you know, to the young and the child and stuff like, you know, that you crave to see flowers, you know, within within around yourself, for example, by such doings, for example, that defines, you know, this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that, وَلَا تَتَّبِ الْهَوَى. You should not, you know,
obey or
your submit intents, to, you know, submit to your intents, you know. فَيُدُلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If not, we will, you know, fist you out, for example, you know. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, and those, Allah has given him an information, for example, those, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَدُلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who follow their intents, for example, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. They have, you know, a punishment of fire, of hell, for example.
Punishment.
A great punishment of hell, for example.
Severe as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, because of what their hands have committed, for example. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to his messenger. You should imagine, you know, the message of Allah before people tells you the message. And this is Nabi Nuh before us, you know.
Right.
Tells you. Then the Nabi Rahma, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam. And of course, the Ausia, which is the vicegerents of the progeny of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam, Imam Hussein, you know, which hold the flags today, you know, of the move, you know, tells us that, look, the works of Ahlul Bayt are more heavier,
Yes.
Did you get it? Because the works of Ahlul Bayt, they take the works of Nabi Adam and those silsila of Anbiya, all their works put together with the works of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the vicegerents of the Prophet, for example.
Yes.
You know, together with the responsibility that was given to them.
Right. It is heavy. To
the Ummah. Look at it. Then, on the other side too, you see, it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about his creatures. He wants his creatures to be managed with justice.
Right. He wants his creatures to be managed with justice.
With justice and peace. And that should not have the right, anybody should not have the right to do that except the ornament of the creatures.
Right. The ornament Allah. And the jewel.
Yeah. Mm. Which, is Allah, which is Allah subhanahu wa the greatest. Mm. We should expect that from him.
Right.
Not from a human being that wholeheartedly we agree that human beings have a limited sense of thinking, you know. And this is why we find this, you know, mismanagement and the rest, you know, cheating and the rest and stuff like
that. Yeah, so the mismanagement and the amount of oppression that we are witnessing in the world is as you're saying, is directly connected to this idea that we have taken the management away from Allah, or we have not implemented the laws of Allah, the justice, the truth, the love, the peace. I mean, kind of bringing it to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, I think, for example, culturally, you'll find that Iranians try to, let's say own Imam Hussein. They want Imam Hussein to be theirs, the Iranians. You see, Pakistan does the same. Pakistanis, Indians do the same thing. The Arabs do the same thing. Yeah. Everybody tries to own. For me, I wanted to see, you know, you being from Africa and being from Nigeria. And I love the pictures when, you know, the brothers in Nigeria, they do the protests on the street and they do the big, the Rahpe Mayol, they say in Farsi, protest, and they're holding the banners of Imam Hussein and they're, you know, they're mourning and they're, I just want to see this connection that is between Imam Hussein and you or the Islamic movement of Nigeria or the brothers in Nigeria or even Africa in general. I really want to see this connection and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, being that this is the natural phenomena, you know, that, you know, upon which Allah has created human beings, for example. When human being was created, you know, he was created having this in mind that, you know, beforehand, he knows if he comes to this world, he is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
But maybe because of, you know, a lots of things on the journey from the unknown to this world, for example, he forgot, for example.
Right.
So by the time he comes to this world, he was like looking for what he should worship, for example, and have peace and freedom. Don't forget that. Peace and freedom.
Peace and freedom.
That is the bone of contention of the talk.
Mm.
He pagans, for example, Christians, Muslims alike, you know, before Islam, for example, you know, looking, you know, what should he worship? Then the prophet comes, then the message and so on and stuff like.
Yes.
You know, so that is the case way back in Africa, for example, you know, African continent, Nigeria, the case study.
Yes,
you know. So Nigeria, for example, lots of us, we discovered what we have been looking for.
Mm.
What is that? The peace.
And freedom.
And freedom. The peace and freedom is Hussein.
Mm.
The peace and freedom is the character of Imam Hussein and his behavioral, you know, as a mirror to the world, you know, over the hadith of Karbala, you know, what he shown, for example, practically, you know. So he says that, for example, that you know, in the case of Karbala, when he comes out, when he was crying out for justice, you know, to reign, you know, and the time of Yazid, she was like, you know, mad, and says that why and stuff like that should you know, she be talking about justice and stuff like, you know, peace and you know, and serenity of love, for example. When we talk about justice, then we should also talked about, you know, serenity and of course, of love, you know, towards each other and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
That is the very life in human, you know.
Right.
So then he says, then he's going to, he showed Imam Hussein that he should submit to him now or else. You know, then Imam Hussein has this hadith to say that he says that إِنِّي لَا أَرَى الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا سَعَادَ. This is what he says. إِنِّي لَا أَرَى الْمَوْتُ إِلَّا سَعَادَ. I did not see, death.
Except
you know,
prosperity.
Prosperity and stuff like that.
Saada.
Yeah. وَالْحَيَاةِ مَأَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا بَطَرًا.
And a life under the oppressors and the
He says that. That's what he says. He said, life under the, you know, the oppressors, you know, is nothing but retrogression and, of course, you know,
loss.
Losses. And like living under a totalitarian, you know, like and stuff like that.
It's really interesting because you brought up this point of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then you brought up this point of justice and justice, the connection of justice with love. That really stood out to me, and I'd like to just talk a little bit about that. So, for example, we normally, when we think of justice, we think of the very, unfortunately, the Hollywood, the strict, the serious guy with the hammer, and he just does, you know, and he's got a frown, and that's what justice means, you know? And really, it's been ingrained into us that justice is something severe and harsh. And, you know, and then we take this view that has been, you know, brainwashed into us about justice. And then we try to connect it with Imam Ali. And we saw Imam Ali was very serious and severe and harsh and strict. And, you know, but this very profound thing that you said, this connection of justice with love. I want to talk about this and open this up. But the fact that justice is not something that is severe or harsh or cruel or no, that is injustice.
Yes, of course.
Whereas justice is the foundation is love, right?
Of course, seriously.
Is you want to be just with somebody else because of that mutual respect, that mutual love, that mutual care, you know, that you want to be just. I don't know if you'd like to comment on that.
When we talk about justice, then you should talk about freedom.
Yes, freedom.
Yeah, when you talk about freedom, then you understand that, then this person is talking about love, you know, and serenity, of course, you know, flowers.
Right, that is justice.
Yeah, of course.
It is a perfection.
Actually, of course. So, So that goes to say, to shows that, you know, the ornament of this world, in Zan, and of course, the one that sent Hussein and his grandfather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam, you know, he meant, you know, to upgrade human level.
Right.
To an unprecedented, you know, stage.
Right. To a perfection.
Yeah,
to a utopian, society, a perfect society.
Yeah. But because human being is totally heedless from all this, you know, and
shaitan also
and
has a big
like
hand.
Yeah, he's still heedless. That's why we still remain in such, you know, a low, level of thinking.
Right.
You know, within Muslims, you find today
how could Satan
be able to have this power of coming to a Muslim who is clean? If you are clean, is it possible for a Satan to come to you and give you money to kill your brother, for example?
Which we're seeing in Yemen.
Yeah,
quite
and of
clearly.
Course, what happens?
Or
you know,
Boko Haram in Nigeria,
for example, Yazid, for example, over Hussein, is it possible? For example, it's not possible.
Right.
If the Muslim is clean,
Right. It's pure.
Then, yeah. Mm. So then Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, shows the picture of Muslims, mm. a sincere Muslim, a clean, you know, a cleansing Muslims, you know, purified, you know, who have a lovely heart, for example, and mm. his goal in this livelihood. Who knows that he himself is limited, you know, that
he's
his
limited.
Life, mm. his life in this world is numbered. And of course, his thinking is limited. And he was created by the omnipotent, mm. even though he could not see him, for example.
Yes.
Then he should know, he knows, a sensible person knows that, you know, he's limited. Then he just have to submit to that, Allah. He have nothing in this world, you know, rather to love. And to submit to justice, which is freedom, mm. you know, mm. but mm. finding, you know, mm. a contentious mind mm. to such, you know, a stand, you know, mm. is totally satanic. Mm. And this is what, you know, Khomeini, Zakzaki were fighting, mm-hmm. you know, for the freedom of the entire humankind. And anywhere the Muslims are, a Muslim who stood his solid firm, you know, is fighting for, you know, if you look at, you know, Bahrain and the rest and stuff like that, what were they looking for example,
right.
is that right. freedom, that justice, you know, the mindset of knowledge, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam comes out for knowledge that understood. You know, that understood human right for a knowledge that submits, you know, to justice, you know.
Yes.
Or even though the justice is upon himself, for example, you know, for a knowledge, because if you're not knowledgeable, then.
Yes,
if yeah,
you're not knowledgeable.
Stuff like, yeah, of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Yeah. So a knowledgeable, you know, person. If you don't have him, for example, in the midst, then there is a problem.
Right.
Then, in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so wholeheartedly, the entire humankind, not even Muslims, the entire humankind, believed mm. and attributed this fact that there is no human conscious. Complete human being except Muhammad mm. and of course his progeny mm. Hussein Ali Hassan wa Hussein wa mm. Baqi A'immat al-Mayamin mm. you understand so we have mm. this and of course if you look at the ayah of Quran you know when Allah was saying wal taqum bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal taqum minkum ummatan yad'una ilal خير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. Look at it. Mm. So I'm talking this. I'm saying what I'm saying, you know, for the entire, mm. you know, entire humankind and the world to hear this that
right.
Islam is delivering, you know, a more sincere, a more purified. Human, and of course spiritual sense mm. of existence,
which leads to this truth,
which leads to justice,
love, peace,
success, you know,
freedom.
Light, you know, light, mm. you know, and of course success, mm. you know, in this world, and
the hereafter
mm-hmm. that we don't know, because whether we like it or not, we are. We come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And whether we like it or not, then after all, where are we? Where will we be going from?
To the same origin.
Yes, mm. that origin is there. Whether mm. we know the place or not, mm. the origin is there waiting. So we should be afraid. Mm. You know? And of course, in the, this makes me to remember in the occasion of Bahman,
Right, the 22nd of
When I search and look, you know, in the world, you know, when it talks about Americans and Israel, for example,
right,
you know, killing, you know, the Palestinian, and of course, people around the world, for example,
right,
you know, creating bunch of armaments, for example,
right,
intercontinental ballistic missiles and the rest, you know,
guns,
missiles. What did you want to do?
Launchers.
Yeah, just to kill human beings, for example. That's why I was trying to, you know, make them to understand that. Look, don't pin this issue, this message that you see Imam Khomeini with, you know, and say, this is Khomeini. Don't belittle it.
Yes.
Don't take for granted and say, belittle it to Imam Khomeini. There is a spiritual rhyme from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ahlul Bayt got from the prophets. And of course, that connection of the spiritual power, whether you like it or not, is this spiritual power, you understand? Whether we know it, whether we believe it or not, whether you who believes in the satanic spiritual power, the Satan knows and submit that there are a purified power, you understand, that got him created. So that spiritual power and a purified one, to that matter, who got the Satan's power created, you know, is the supreme one. So is the one that Khomeini got in connection with.
Imam Hussein.
Imam Hussein.
The Ahlul Bayt.
The Ahlul Bayt.
And the
rest of, you know, the Muslims.
And that connects
Ummah,
to
of course,
Allah.
Who,
Allah,
yeah,
Allah.
Of course. It's incredible. Of
Sheikh Abdul Aziz, we did run out of time on the program, but it was a very profound conclusion. I wanted to make sure to get it in May Allah bless you, and your family on this blessed occasion of the Walada, the birth anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This beautiful connection of love and truth and justice. And we want to thank you for taking time out and honoring us. Inshallah, Jazakallah khair. And dear viewers, thank you. We hope you enjoyed the talk show where we were celebrating and, of course, talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this birth anniversary of His Eminence, the third divinely appointed Imam. And please keep us in your prayers. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.